We're excited for the opportunity.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, I want a guy to hit a three and point to the passer.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to the ASN Coaches Show. I'm your host, Emma Todd, and I'm here with my co-host, Max Heineman. And we're going to go ahead and start off with talking about the sports that we had this past week.
Yeah, the high school boys have done really good so far this season, starting out 4-0. And, you know, they've just been on a hot streak as of lately. And, you know, we haven't seen that so far. Over the last few years, it's kind of been, you know, down years and stuff like that. And they kind of emerged and are trying to prove a point, beating Westfield, which Westfield is one of the best teams in the state. And so that was a huge win, you know, an all-around team win. It was very impressive to see and fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we have, like, more challenging teams that we're facing this year. So it definitely is, like, helping us, like, meet those like challenges, and I feel like it's definitely helping our program a lot.
Yeah, and I think the addition of Coach Rhodes and Clark Emily, I feel like that was a big, you know, push forward. Those were, you know, good pickups. Coach Rhodes, you know, being a really good coach, he played college basketball. He was successful, and he's an electric coach. We, you know, Coach Buck. Last year, he was a long time Pendleton Heights basketball coach, came back for a couple of years, and he had more of an old-style type of coaching, and it worked, and it just didn't get them where they wanted to go. So he stepped down, and that made Coach Rhodes come up, and now he's more in the modern era of, you know, an offensive style, and it's been working out great with the group of players he has.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think, like, new coaching versus the old coaching is a lot different, but I feel like the new coaching is definitely, like, helpful for a lot of, like what they, like, play or, like, who they play against, too.
Yeah, and Coach Rhodes was talking about it's not a different team or anything like that. Coach Buck kind of set the foundation for Coach Rhodes to come in and finish out the job. And it's been working out great. You know, Coach Buck was an amazing head coach, and that's why his picture's up in the wall outside the main gym, and that's why his name is on the court for all the things that he's done for Pendleton. He set a foundation for Coach Rhodes. He set it himself on the coach's show last week or a couple weeks ago, and he couldn't be more right. There's some similarities in their coaching styles, and, you know, Coach Rhodes has – emerged as this really good coach, and he knows his players. He knows, you know, like what their skill sets are and how they're able to play and move around the offense.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the switch between Coach Buck and Coach Rhodes has been really smooth, so I definitely think that he really set that up well. We can go ahead and talk about girls basketball. They had a little break over the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they had an 11-day break, and now we're going to ask Coach Rogers once he gets in here, how did that affect your team? They play tomorrow against HSC, and I'm excited to see it. HSC, Kennedy Holman is scoring 20 points a game, and that's very impressive in girls high school basketball, you know, just in all basketball, really. And, you know, seeing that, we're going to ask Coach Rhodes, you know, how do you stop that? What's, like, the game plan? How do you prepare for that? What do you see on film to where you can – no stopper. How do you take her out of the game? And Coach Rogers is one of those coaches where he's all over the place. He's a player's coach. He's very strategic in the way he's able to stop other teams' offense and defensive schemes.
Mm-hmm. And they also had a game this weekend against Mount Vernon, and I believe they also won that as well. They were tied up in the first quarter, and then they stopped Mount Vernon from scoring to only 15 and the rest. And I think that's really awesome that they just, like, after their break, that they, like, shut them down as well as they did after the first quarter.
Yeah, Mount Vernon, at the end of the first quarter, it was 15-15. And then over the next two quarters, the Lady Arabians only allowed 5 points going into the fourth, and so that was a huge boost, being able to get it done on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball. And we've seen that a lot. Ada Hufford is a big part of that, you know, protecting the rim, protecting the paint where the easy points are, but she makes it difficult on everybody else to score points down there. She's a big help, you know, being a vocal leader and all that. And then senior Olivia Jones has been a huge perimeter defender and, you know, has been able to get the ball and get it down the court, get fast break buckets. And, you know, she's been a big leader for this team alongside Aubrey Warfel and other ladies like that.
Yeah, you can see the upperclassmen leaders really, like, doing their job almost. Like, Ada Huffer, I believe she has 19 D1 offers, I think is what I saw. And you can tell just from, like, how she's playing, that's like, you can tell that.
Yeah, she plays like she has 19 D1 offers. They're well-deserved. And a little bit more about that Mount Vernon game. They only allowed, after the first quarter, they allowed 15 points. They allowed 15 points in the first quarter, and then after that, it was just 15 points the rest of the game. And Pendleton Heights was scoring at will, 15 in the first, 12 in the second, 11 in the third, and 20 in the fourth. Being able to get it done in the fourth is very important, especially for this Lady Arabians team trying to get it done, getting to a state championship, a regional, or even a sectional. And they've won sectional multiple times. And, you know, with Casey Warfel, Emma Roberts, girls like that leaving, you know, it's time for, you know, the next step, the next phase of the Warfels, and Ada Huffer taking a big step, and they've really came out and have shown what they could do.
Yeah, with them seniors leaving, I definitely thought there was going to be, like, a gap in their team playing, but there definitely isn't. And, like, the freshman, Ellie Warfel, she's stepped up. All the Warfels have stepped up and shown.
Yeah, and, you know, coming into this year, I thought that this was going to be a rebuilding year. You know, you lose a huge senior class. Casey Warfel, you know, the all-time leader in points and steals in Pendleton Heights history. You know, you'd think that this would be a rebuilding year, but it wasn't. They've came out and they're dominating and they're, you know, scoring at will and playing great defense. They're all over. They're 3-0 in the conference, 6-2 overall. You know, beating Westfield, beating Newcastle at Newcastle. You know, beating Greenfield, losing to Brownsburg. But, you know, you can't win them all. And, you know, Brownsburg was just a bad game by the Lady Arabians against a very good team. And that's not the kind of team that we've seen all year. They've been able to, you know, get the ball into tight spaces and get into the bucket.
Mm-hmm. I definitely thought it was going to be a rebuilding year too, but they definitely have not, and they've definitely stepped up.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it starts up with the coaching, you know, and the coaching staff has been really good. Coach Rogers even said it, and I've said this before, one of the players, you know, forgot the play but wasn't scared to ask Coach Rogers, hey, what do I do on this play? You know, I've had coaches in the past, not to name any of them, but you know, if I forget what I'm supposed to do mid-game, I'm scared to ask sometimes, and you can't do that. But, you know, they're not scared to ask their coach. They know that he won't rip their heads off and yell at them for not knowing what to do. He just explains it and then says, let's go. Let's go win this game.
Mm-hmm. They definitely have a good coaching staff. They have a new JV coach, and I think that that's helping a lot, like, with the JV. And also, like, Coach Rogers is a great coach, and so I feel just like with him being like you were saying, like, he's not gonna be rude just because you forgot one little play. So I think that's really helpful for the girls, so they don't, like, have to worry about it all the time.
Yeah, and it always, you know, coaching staff goes under the radar sometimes. You have to have a good coach, like, strategically and, you know, knowing what to do, but you also have to have a coach that your players aren't scared of. Because if you have a coach that your players are scared of, then your players are just playing scared and trying to, you know, they're scared to make mistakes, and that's part of the game. You're going to make mistakes. And, you know, whenever you're scared to make mistakes, you can't do that. If you make a mistake and you're scared to, it gets in your head and it affects your game. But, you know, going back to what you said about the JV coach, I've seen her coach, and she's intense, not like mean intense, but you can tell that she cares and she connects with her players. I mean, I was riding home on the bus with them, and you know, she's talking, having conversations with them. She's not just sitting there and, you know, just being by herself and, you know, minding her own business. She's talking with her players, not just about basketball, just also about life.
Yeah, I think that definitely helps, like, connecting, like, the coaches and the players, because, like, some of the coaches I've had, I have no idea, but so it definitely helps the coaching staff. We're going to take a short break here. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001 or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, and we are joined with Lady Arabian's girls head varsity coach, Coach Roger. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. All good. Couldn't see you from back. We're over here.
Do you want to go ahead and ask?
Yeah, so, Coach, your game against Mount Vernon, you know, is highly anticipated.
Yep.
You guys allowed 15 points in the first quarter, probably not what you were hoping to do, is tied 15-15 going into the second. But in the second and third quarter, you allowed a combined 5 points, and then in the fourth quarter, you guys allowed 10 points. So after the first, you allowed 15, and then the rest of the game, it was only 15 points. What kind of adjustments after the first quarter did you make, and how did it help going out through the rest of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one was, again, you know, that's a big game. It's Mount Vernon. You know, everybody gets juiced up for Mount Vernon, for New Pal. I mean, they're rivals, and you could feel that. You know, they came out, they made some shots. Some girls that, you know, are probably lower percentage shooters came out and made some shots because, you know, like we took a pretty good punch from them in that first quarter. But again, you know, I think the girls saw me, you know, not get upset or react. You know, it was definitely a, you know, hey, we're going to weather the storm and we're going to keep, you know, keep battling, keep competing. And, you know, I think one of the things they heard from me quite a bit, I mean, there was a lot of adversity. There was a lot of holding, a lot of pushing. It was a physical game. But the girls just, they heard a message from me that was, you know, calm to their chaos. You know, chaos, there were fans getting kicked out. You know, the refs, again, were kind of letting it was a physical game. And we just tried to focus on the things that we can control. And that's how we play in our effort. And I think that was a big difference in that game as opposed to Brownsburg, where Brownsburg was kind of the same thing, but we responded in a much different manner. So I was really proud of how they handled themselves, and I thought that was a really good win for us as a program.
Yeah, and we were talking about it before. We were talking about on the opener about how, you know, you connect with your players. You're not the type of coach that's gonna, if they make a mistake or they don't know a play, you're gonna go bite their heads off and yell at them in the middle of the game and embarrass them. And we were talking about that and how that's good as a coach to have, because I've had coaches in the past where, you know, I'm scared to make a mistake, and if I make a mistake, it's in my head like, oh no, I'm gonna get yelled at or I'm gonna get subbed out. How do you, in your mind, How does that, you know, like connecting with your players and having them have that comfortability with you, like help them? How does it help the team?
Well, I mean, I think one of it is a relationship thing. You know, you have to build strong relationships with these girls. And it's not just our players, it's our managers, it's our staff, you know, our other coaches. But I think after that Bishop Chatar game, I really sat down and did a lot of reflecting. You know, I kind of lost my mind a little bit in that game and, you know, pulled the starters because, you know, I felt like they weren't meeting the standard of, you know, what that play was. And you know, through the holiday and, you know, kind of going back and seeing that, there were things that I felt like I needed to change on the bench. And one of those was not sitting down so much. You know, I'm up and, you know, trying to, you know, ask and demand that, you know, they're giving me all their energy and, you know, empty the tank is one of the slogans that we use. And I was like, well, how are they going to expect, you know, when I'm not up there doing that? So, it was definitely a much different energy from me, for a game. And I told the girls that I said, hey, you know, you're going to see something a little bit different from me. But again, you know, I want those girls to play free. You know, they know what shots that they're looking for. They know, you know, they know kind of what they're supposed to do. They know the expectation. But I did feel like we were kind of in one of those things where if something bad would happen, my facial reactions or my expressions were kind of affecting what was going on in the court. So definitely did some thinking about that and changed it. And obviously we had a good result at Mount Vernon. But you know, we'll continue with that. Basketball's messy. So I'm sure there's going to be times where it's going to get heated. You know, we got a big one coming up against HSE. But again, I'm going to try to be a better captain of the ship. And, you know, even if we're riding through a hurricane, I'm going to try to keep a demeanor of calm to try to keep our girls in the best position to execute.
Mm-hmm. So, like, as you were saying a little bit earlier, that you guys had, like, a little bit of a break. It was 11 days going into that Mount Vernon game. How did that break impact your guys' performance? And how do you think, like, they did bouncing back from such a long break?
Yeah, you know, I think to start that game off and, you know, kind of have the first quarter that we did, I think that was kind of par for the course. I thought we had a really good week of practice. But I really felt like after that Bishop Chatard game that our girls needed Thanksgiving break off. So, you know, we gave them Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. We gave them quite a few days off. But when they came back in the gym last Monday, I felt like they were refreshed. So, you know, that was definitely a tricky part of our schedule. But I am very proud of how they handled themselves, you know, kind of staying locked in and staying true to what we were trying to do. And, you know, we were able to execute our game plan to a T throughout that game.
Yeah. And so in your game coming up against Delta, Kennedy Holman, as of right now, is scoring 20 points a yep. game. How do you get your players, you know, ready, like Olivia Jones, knowing that she's a scorer, knowing that she's going to, you know, look to score first. She drives the ball a lot. Yep. She doesn't have a high percentage at the 3-point line.
Yeah.
How does Ada Hupfert prepare for that? Do you have like a help defense type of scheme?
Yeah, for sure. So HSE, they are not your traditional HSE team. They are a bit smaller than they have been in the past. You know, I think they only have 1 6-footer on the roster. And then one other girl that's 5'10 or taller, I believe. But I have not seen her enter a varsity game yet. So, you know, they are going to be smaller. They're going to space us out. They have some kids that are pretty efficient from the 3-point line. But I think a lot of it is dictated by keeping Kennedy Holman out of the lane. So, you know, we have to do a good job of, you know, Olivia Jones, Grace Lee, you know, other players that may get assigned to her are doing a good job of trying to get her to the spots that we want her to. And we got to be in help side. We got to be in our spots defensively. And hopefully, you know, we can get her there and then get her to move it and then try to make it as tough as possible for her to get it back. So that's what we're actually working on right now down there in the main gym. And we're definitely excited for that matchup. You know, this is probably one of the bigger games that we've had here in the last couple of years, number three versus number 11. And, you know, both teams are off to great starts. So it should be a really fun atmosphere tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have left. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be with boys head varsity coach, Coach Rhodes. So you're listening to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com. Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show. And we're here with Coach Rhodes. So how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. We're going to start out with some questions. Sorry, my chair fell down. My leg was on the thing. Friday against LaPel, you guys basically had a sold-out crowd, and you know it was a great atmosphere. It was fun to watch. It was fun to listen on the radio, and it was very loud. How do you think that affected you guys, and how did it impact your play?
I thought it was a learning experience for our guys. First of all, it was awesome for students. You know, I've watched film from last season. I'm not sure there was a game last year where there were that many students there in the student section. And that was exciting, but it was also a learning experience for our guys because we did some things that we hadn't done yet. That was kind of the first time we've had a crowd behind us. We've been really good when we kind of feel like the underdog and we get to silence the crowd. And now we were able to get that feeling, what it's like to have a packed house behind us. And it's... we get to learn from it. You know, we won, and that was exciting. But we get to, moving forward now, hopefully we get to kind of settle in with that big crowd because hopefully that's what crowds look like the rest of the way.
Yeah. Throughout the season, three of your guys' four wins so far this season have been single-digit wins. How is your team, you know, having a lot of seniors and a lot of juniors who have varsity experience, how does them – you know, being able to finish out a game because these single-digit wins going into the fourth quarter and finishing it out aren't easy.
Yeah, we like to make it exciting. We don't want people to turn off the broadcast. Our guys are doing a good job of just rallying together. And I said this to them the other day in film or in a meeting, I guess rather. We've had like five or six different guys step up with season high or career high stats, whether that be rebounds or points or assists. And there's been a lot of different formulas to us winning basketball games. And that's a mark of a good team. So, yeah, we'd like to win by more than four or five. But finding a way to win is a skill that not every team has. And past Pendleton teams have struggled at times doing that. So just being able to find a way to get it done has been good. And again, we get the chance, the opportunity to learn through winning versus losing a close one and having to learn a tough lesson. So, the way the guys stick together and kind of rally around each other has been really, really good to see early on.
So you guys have some games coming up that are going to be difficult and like versus some of our rivals. So how do you prepare the players for those types of games?
We've kind of been doing it. Anderson was obviously, that's a big one for the school and for the town. Westfield was felt that way. It felt like a big time environment, and it was, you know, it had that feel of a big time game. And then LaPel and Wapahani, we hadn't beat Wapahani in 3 or 4 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And then LaPel is always a good game, you know, a county school. So all four of our games have kind of had that feel, but you are right. We have some tough opponents, and like as far as just quality of team, but then also the fact that, you know, Mount Vernon's close, it'll be, like, that should be a very good crowd to get on Friday, I'd hope.
Yeah, you know, going into Westfield, this was a big game for you guys, but, you know, take a step in the Westfield shoes. You know, they see Pendleton Heights on their schedule, knowing the past of Pendleton Heights basketball. Do you think, like, I'm sure they were like, oh, we're playing Pendleton tonight, we got this. Not seeing your guys' film or anything like that, knowing what you guys can do. A big one against Anderson was huge for the town, like you said, and the students and the community. How are you able to, you know, these Westfield teams, these big schools who have a lot of talent, a lot of, you know, collegiate level guys, how do you go into their gym with the big atmosphere on a random Tuesday night and able to perform the way that you guys did?
It starts with just believing we belong there. Because there is a sense of even the way you phrased it, and there was nothing wrong with the way you said, but we call them big schools and with Division I guy, college players. We have to have that self-belief that we belong. We've earned the right to play in those games. And it's kind of been our message amongst the guys, but from coaches to players as well. Just we have earned the opportunity to play in big games, and we can't shy away from big moments. And it has been, film's out now. We're 4-0. People, like to your point about overlooking us. I think that's probably done. I think people are going to, when we roll into a gym, I think people are going to think we're a good team. So now we have to do a better job of executing and playing with maximum effort for a full 32 minutes.
Going into your game against Mount Vernon, you know they have a Purdue commit, Luke Ertl, and a 6'8 junior center in Maxwell Weiss. You know, how are you able to stop, you know, a big time, you know, Luke Ertl committed to Purdue, one of the best, most prestigious basketball programs in the country? How are you able to stop him?
We're still working on that. but they're both good players. And at the end of the day, we just got to do our best to make it hard for both of them. Can't give them easy looks. If they're gonna score a bunch of points, then we need to look back and say, okay, they earned that. And we can't give the free ones. But again, I say that somewhat jokingly. Like, they are good players, and they are going to get theirs. But I believe that our team is good enough to win a game like this. It's not – we're going to be an underdog. They're a top 10 team in the coaches' poll. It just came out today. So it's another hard test. But again, we have to believe that we've earned the right to win this. And as long as we have that belief and we stick together, we're good enough to give ourselves a chance. You know, it would probably be another close one. And we just got to execute down the stretch.
And that's going to wrap it up for this segment. Thank you so much, Coach, for being here. We're going to take a short break, and then you'll hear an Olivia Jones interview on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Attention all 90s lovers, we're rewinding the clock back every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 o'clock for 90s at 9. All your favorite hits on your favorite student-run station. You don't have to go searching for the best 90s songs. It's all right here on 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri. In the studio, senior girls basketball player Olivia Jones. Olivia, how's your day going?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, let's get started into this. Take a little bit of recap to last season. Obviously, you guys had a lot of success. Won your sectional for girls basketball and fell to the eventual state champions. So, you know, after last season's success, the team is kind of broken apart with a lot of seniors leaving. And then you get a lot of new faces, some freshmen moving up to varsity, homeschool transfers, transfer from Shenandoah. What were your early impressions of the new acquisitions for the girls basketball team?
Yeah, we definitely lost a lot last year in the four seniors that we had. They're a big part of this program. But just getting to know the new transfers and Grace and Sammy and Justice and all the younger kids coming up over the summer, we had so much fun. And I think the chemistry was so great from the start, and I think that's led to a lot of our success early this season. So I'm so thankful for the energy that they bring, the leadership, and obviously the talent. I think they're all so great, and they're going to contribute a lot to this program in the future.
Yeah, you kind of touched on my next question, was team chemistry. I feel like as a senior going into your last year of high school basketball, and you know the new pieces around you are all different, questions might arise like, okay, am I going to like these people or what? How is the team chemistry in early stages? And now, obviously, it's you guys are well connected.
Yeah, I mean, at first, obviously, new people, new faces. It's a lot to figure out, not only with basketball, but just seeing how everyone's going to get along. But I'm, like, thrilled to say that I made connections really fast with the new transfers, and I know everybody else did, too. They're such a big part of this team and of our family now. I think they bring so much to the court and off the court as far as leadership, people that the young girls will be able to look up to next year, even when me and Mamie are gone. And obviously the returning players bring so much as well. So the chemistry is the best it has ever been since I've been here. And I'm so, so grateful for that being my last season.
So let's talk about the team right now. You're currently 5-2. Your only two losses come from Lawrence Central, I believe the second ranked team in the state, and Brownsburg, a very high ranked team. That Brownsburg game, we always like to mention, it's a little skewed. You guys had a crazy run there, and we'll get into that in your 11-day break. But anyways, your two losses this year are both very different. You fell down early at Lawrence Central, I believe a two-point first quarter, and then kind of caught up, but it was too little too late. You guys fell. And then the Brownsburg one, you competed for three quarters and then fell flat in the fourth. With your two losses being very different, how did the team process that, and how do you guys move on?
Yeah, I think the preparation for those two games alone was very different. That was a really busy week for us. We had like four games in 6 days. So Lawrence Central, that was obviously a tough game. They're such a talented team. We went into that, obviously a lot of stress, a lot of high pressure, a lot of people who have not played that kind of competition before. And I thought we held our own. Obviously, the first quarter wasn't what we wanted, but we really picked it up the rest of the game and gave them a really good fight, which was great to see. And then Brownsburg, obviously that was a really rough turnaround after a game on Friday playing Saturday afternoon. I think we just lost a little bit of our energy, lost a little gas, and that led to a lot of what happened in that game. It was a really physical, really tough game. I know a lot of us lost our heads, me included, but we bounced right back. We had a great game against Bishop Chatard, and I think it's something we'll learn from.
Yeah, obviously, scheduling issue. You guys have a crazy run of games in a short span, and then an 11-day break. Coach Rogers told us it was very needed, and the team deserved it. How did you feel about a break? Because I feel like, you know, it might check you out of high school basketball for a little bit, and then you got to get right back into it.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I know all of us loved it. We got to spend time with each other outside of the stress of, you know, practices and so many games. You spend time with family over the holidays. It was really, really nice. But since we've been back the past 2 days, I've thought the energy has still been amazing. Everyone's working hard, getting in the gym when they can. And I think that'll contribute to how we do in the future. We'll have a really great stretch of games coming up that we can really prove ourselves.
So currently this team's kind of righted a lot of wrongs that happened last year. The Westfield game, they dropped. You guys picked back up and won it this year. Greenfield Central was a controversial one last year, and obviously you laid the hammer down on the Lady Cougars. So what about this team is different compared to teams of prior?
again, I think just what we talked about with the chemistry is it's a lot different. And I think this year we have a lot more variety in the players. We have a lot of really athletic players. Obviously, we have Ada Hupfer, who is just a crazy talented post player, and she helps us so much with so many aspects. Aubrey Warfel has had an amazing start to her season with her three-pointers that she's been hitting. Me and Mamie, I think we've obviously played together since we were very little, and we just have that chemistry not only to be leaders but to make plays. Sammy, she's an amazing point guard. She does a great job handling the ball and adding to this team. So I think we're so much better well-rounded than we have been in the past, and that's really great to have when you're trying to win games.
Yeah, so you're only one of two seniors on this team. What did you learn from prior senior leadership that maybe graduated or, you know, didn't decide to play girls basketball that you can take into this team as you are one of the captains trying to lead this girls basketball team?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely learned a lot over the 4 years. Had a lot of seniors in my time. So I think just doing your best to be encouraging is really important. There's a lot of outside talk that happens in high school sports, especially girls basketball. You know, it's easy to get down on yourself and get in your head. So when I notice that in younger players, I know I've been there before. I try my best to cheer them up, encourage them, and just make sure everyone's holding themselves accountable. I think that's something we missed out a lot in the past seasons is accountability, and I think we've done a lot better this year.
So currently, as a senior, a lot of seniors like to, you know, leave it all out in the court in their last year. You're averaging more than you have any prior season. Did you have any goals? Do you have any currently? What's individual for Olivia Jones this year?
Coming into this year, I knew I'd have to do a lot more on the offensive end, losing someone like Casey who scored so many points for us. I knew Ada would pick up a lot of points, but I knew if we were going to be successful that I would have to do that as well. And I think, you know, I've been off and on a little bit, so definitely wanting to work on consistency, keeping up with that leadership role, making sure that I'm someone my teammates can look to if they don't know what to do, being calm and collected and knowing when to make a play and, you know, when to dish it off.
And then individually, you recently committed to a college to play girls basketball. What did that mean to you to be able to continue your career in basketball?
That was a really a surreal experience just because recruiting, the process is so long and it's so stressful. So to finally find somewhere where I feel so at home, I have such amazing people to look forward to getting to know. I'm so excited for what the next 4 years will bring.
And then one last question for you. Pendleton Heights, according to our most reputable ranking, is 10th in the state right now. What do you make of that?
I think we should be higher. I think we've proven ourselves. I think we're going to continue to prove ourselves. I think we're capable of beating a lot of the teams above us. So as long as we keep working hard, I think that we'll keep climbing the ladder.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for you, Olivia. Thanks for joining me and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
All right. Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Stay connected with what's happening around our campus and community by tuning in to WEEM Weekly, our amazing bi-weekly podcast posted every other Wednesday. Join the WEEM podcast staff as they interview influential figures of our community, school, clubs, and more. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts and watch the vodcast on our YouTube at WEEM Media. Get the information you need by listening to WEEM Weekly.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network Show Coaches Show, and we're going to be closing this up with some more sports, and we're going to be talking about swimming and the week that they had and what they have coming up.
Yeah, the girls varsity swimming team is home against Yorktown High School tomorrow. Also, the boys high school swimming team is home against Yorktown tomorrow. The girls junior varsity against our home against Hamilton Southeastern. The girls play Hamilton Southeastern at home also tomorrow. On Thursday, the boys have a meet here at Pendleton Heights against Greenfield Central, so that's a conference matchup, so that'll be big for them to win that. Girls varsity swimming also on Thursday against Greenfield Central here at Pendleton Heights. The girls JV play Delta at Delta alongside the girls varsity. Boys freshman and boys JV both play home against Fortville Mount Vernon. That tip off is at 6 p.m. I don't know what the equivalent to tip off or like kick off and tip off is with
swimming.
With swimming and wrestling. So
I don't know either.
Jump off or something like that.
Dive off.
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Wrestling has a meet this Saturday, December 13th. Starts at 8:30. It's the Pendleton Heights Super Six. So in case you don't know what that is, it's just six teams coming together and they'll all wrestle each other. It's a big tournament. It's lots of fun.
Is that boys and girls?
It's only boys. But I think the girls also do have a meet this weekend, but I'm not really.
Do the girls have something like a Super Six?
Not that Pendleton Heights hosts. The Super Six is big for Pendleton just because, like, we've always hosted it. But I don't think the girls have one like our Super Six. They do just – since, like, last year was the first year it was, like, an actual sport with the IHSAA, we don't really – host the tournaments yet, but there are like lots of new and upcoming tournaments for the girls.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm definitely gonna have to come out to some wrestling meets along with some swimming meets. I've never been to a swim meet before, but I'm sure it's interesting and fun to watch. I definitely cannot compete in any of that stuff. I don't have the endurance or being able to hold my breath like they do.
Yeah, me neither. I think swimming would be really fun to watch.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be fun to do. Like, do they have, like, diving competitions?
I think, like, swimming and diving is, like, completely different things. Like, I feel like swimming, it's, like, the free stroke and, like, breaststroke and stuff like that. And then, like, diving, they, like, actually, like, learn moves, I guess.
They don't get enough attention. They do a lot of work, and, you know, it's... I did a swim workout for rugby one time, and it was one of the hardest conditioning things I've ever had to do. So, and they do that every day. So it's very impressive what they do.
Props to them.
Yeah, they don't get enough attention at all. And so, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to, I'm going to have to go out to some of them, give them some support.
Yeah. People listening, go give the swim team, wrestling team some support. There's a lot of – Pendleton Heights is going to be very busy this week with sports. And that is all going to – that's all we have for the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. Thank you so much for listening. And you're going to hear from the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and some more. So thank you. You're 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.